इन गरुड पुराण देयर इज अ वेरी फेमस वर्स, यदिच्छसि परम ज्ञानम ज्ञानात् यत् परमं पदं तत् आदरेण राजेन्द्र कुरु गोविंद कीर्तनम। ओ माय डियर किंग, इफ यू एस्पायर टू अटेन नॉलेज एंड दैट नॉलेज बाय विच यू कैन अटेन द परमं पदम और द सुप्रीम डेस्टिनेशन, then my instruction to you is to respectfully perform the glorification of Lord Govinda. So here is a clue given for those who are very much after knowledge. The culmination of all knowledge is the glorification of Lord Govinda. Tat adaren rajendra kuru govinda kirtanam, he says. So by any amount of acquisition of knowledge, one is unable to get that type of realization which is achieved when one glorifies Krishna or Govinda by chanting of the holy name. This is from Garuda Puran. There is also another verse in Harivamsh in which it is said, Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adau Ante Cha Madhye Cha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. It is spoken in simple Sanskrit, in Veda, in Puran, in Ramayan, in Mahabharata, in all these scriptures, in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, there is only glorification of Lord Hari. So the glorification of Lord Hari is there everywhere in the scriptures. One needs the eyes to see that there are so many verses, verse after verse, glorifying Lord Hari. So that is the culmination of religion. Chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari is the culmination of religion, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took and gave it. And that is why he made the process of Bhakti Yoga so easy by chanting of the holy name. And following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, all the acharyas down the line and Srila Prabhupada used this potent medicine of the Hari Nam, by which he delivered the souls from dangerous habits and deadly sinful activities. So we are chanting the holy name every day. If you remember the glories of these holy names, then we may be able to take them a bit more seriously. Because the scriptures very openly glorify like this. Hari sarvatra giyate. Only Lord Hari is glorified everywhere in the scriptures. All the other details of the scriptures are simply hanging upon the central theme of the scriptures, which is glorification of Lord Hari. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.